Today is a bit of an unusual day, and for that reason, I'm going to turn our attention in our first story to a young elephant. Yes, you heard me right. A young elephant who has captured hearts around the world. Kanyisa, South Africa's famous albino calf. Rescued after being found alone and tangled in a snare, Kanyisa's story is one of courage, healing, and the incredible bond between humans and wildlife. From her days at the Hoedspruit Elephant Rehabilitation and Development Sanctuary to becoming an ambassador for conservation, Kanyisa's journey highlights both the challenges faced by elephants and the hope that comes from dedicated care. Well, joining me on the line now to share her story is Adine Wurda, who is a founder at Herd. Adine, thanks so much for chatting with us. But for those who are hearing about Kanyisa for the first time, can you just share her story, how she was found and how she was rescued?
Sure. Good afternoon to all our listeners as well. Now, the story for Kanyisa was that an elephant that got stuck in a snare, and the snare went through her mouth, and it actually cut one of her ears and then also behind her neck. And the people found her. She was like the southern side of the Kruger, close to Crocodile Bridge, where they found her. And so she had these severe wounds that cut the snare, and that is when they contacted me at Herd in order to assist with this baby. So we went to fetch little Kanyisa, and Kanyisa means sunshine, because the first day when she walked out, you know, when we arrived at the orphanage, and, you know, all these severe wounds, and, you know, we just had such a bad night to get her on a bottle, and, you know, we had to treat these wounds. We had to drive all the way from Mpumalanga to Limpopo, and she just exit, you know, the nursery, and the sun was like shining on her. And it just looked like, you know, she was sunshine. And I think since then, there were so many people that followed her, and she became everyone's sunshine. So I think her name actually did justice to her.
She's also a rare albino elephant. How does that work, that you get albino elephants, and what challenges does that pose to her condition?
I have to say, we were kind of, you know, in the beginning, because, I mean, she's pink. So, you know, above, you know, that she had all these snare wounds, you had to get her on bottle, and she can get sunburned.
Wow.
So it was like, I didn't really want to put, like, sunscreen on her, because, you know, that's not, you know, what an elephant should have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just thinking, what happens in the wild when a baby will, you know,
is born
there? Yes.
And what does happen?
Fortunately, I have to also say to you, we had an albino that's also born on the reserve. And, you know, my memory went back, because she's now about 30 years old. And I remember that she was like walking close to her mother, but basically in her shade. And that, you know, albino is actually also blind. But Kanyisa, luckily, is not blind. She might, you know, over the years, you know, that her eyesight will get, you know, worse. But at this stage, she can see. And what we did is we took an umbrella, and the carers had to follow her and just had a look that she's not in the sun, direct sunshine, but that she walks in, you know, the shade. So it was actually, you know, these blue umbrellas, and she's like this pink. You can
just
imagine.
Trying to picture it.
You know? Yes. It was actually, you know, quite, you know, funny to see her like walking.
Would she ever be able to survive back in the wild?
This stage, the herd that we have, you know, the herd of elephants, they were all different ages. The oldest are actually 40 years old, and they adopted her. So for her, that is her family, you know. So also to take her away now from them, you
it's
know,
traumatic not, for both.
It would be too traumatic for the whole herd system. So, you know, in the future, Yes, you know, I definitely. I also used the herd as a surrogate, you know, for us, that we as humans come in, you know, just with a milk bottle, but you actually reduce your human imprint on this elephant with the future of, you know, if the time's ready, that she can reintegrate into a wild system. So they are also walking, you know, on a reserve. If they've got the free, you know, to eat anything what they would like, you know, they bump down the trees, they, you know, pull out the, some of the bushes, eat the roots. So they are really like, you know, even if they are hand-raised and habituated to people, they are wild elephants and still, you know, wild animals.
How common is it for a herd to welcome a surrogate or to act as a surrogate for another elephant? Is that quite common?
So there's the scenario, if it's in the family, you know, so for example, the sister passes away or something, then the other allo mothers will accept, you know, if it's in the same family herd. But from another family, they will not accept the babies. So this is what's so rare, is that our herd accepts the babies. And I think maybe because they all were orphaned, that they actually know how it feels, you know, and that they actually accept them. And they, you know, they even take them in and they allow them to suckle. So they're not allowed to, you know, to breed. So they aren't contraception. So they don't produce milk, unfortunately. But at least that little baby, you know, has got access, like they can suckle, and you know, you, it's really as close as what you can get to a real herd situation.
It's remarkable.
But usually, yeah, usually, you know, just their own family will, they will look after them.
Now, today, of course, is the 12th of August, which is National Elephant Day. I actually didn't know that until now. And it's it's there to bring attention to the urgent plight of Asian and African elephants. What is the current situation for elephants in Africa, and particularly South Africa?
You know, if you look at the whole of Africa, we do have, you know, a problem, and elephants, you know, are vulnerable. However, in South Africa, we do have a lot of elephants. However, there's a lot of programs that move elephants to other African countries. And the other thing is, you know, the elephants compete with humans. It's about habitat. And where humans are, you know, and involved, you need to manage situations. And it's basically to manage the numbers of elephants in a way that's, you know, ethically as well. But at this stage, you know, also with the herd that, you know, at the orphanage, it's not that I'm actually saying I'll save the species. It's really about the social conservation where humans have interacted, you know, and there was cruelty to have either an orphan, you know, found in a snare, or where the mother was poached. And it's human-animal conflict situations that we will accept babies.
How much of a problem is poaching?
Poaching is increasing, but you know, it's not that poaching that you actually see all over that is, you know, for ivory poaching so much than it is for meat. You know, people are hungry.
And looking to the future, what do you think we should be aware of or focused on when it comes to making sure that Elephant Day continues well into decades to come?
I think that, you know, the awareness regarding elephants, and to also be able, you know, to share stories, but, you know, for our children's children to also be able, you know, and it's not only elephants, yes, they are crucial to, you know, our wildlife system. And, you know, but the other wildlife as well, that's our natural capital in Africa and South Africa. And we need to look after that. And I think that's where, you know, a lot of my community programs, and even just, you know, these elephants, it's 16, but they create jobs for 140 people. And that's direct salaries that's been, you know, paid. But indirectly, there's so many other projects that we run. You know, we even make gin from elephant dung. So that project, for example, is for me is about awareness. You know, I promise you, it's not a shitty test. Okay,
you've used that line before, haven't you?
But you know what, Rich, that's the botanicals, you know, and it doesn't, it's really amazing. But it does, you know, create awareness. And I always say, you know, it's basically people taste it and they buy a bottle and it's a message you send in a bottle, you know, about elephant conservation. And I think those are the things, you know, it is about, you know, storytelling and about sharing. How amazing are these animals? And to look at what is the value of the animals and the elephants in this case, for us as humans, and there need to be a balance.
Adine, you are the founder of HERD, which is the first dedicated South African elephant orphanage. Are we, as the public, able to come and see the elephants? Is one able to play with them, touch them, and where are you?
So we are in Hoedspruit, which is in the Limpopo province, and in the mornings, the elephants, we do offer like interactions, but only with three of the bulls. Unfortunately, not with, you know, the cows and the calves. They will be, you know, in the distance, so you'll be able to see them. But, you know, because just also for safety reasons, the matriarch, you know, is quite protective about her little ones. But, you know, the three bulls are quite amazing. You know, you've got Sebakwe, who's actually the Amarula elephant, or the face of Amarula, and he's huge. He's humongous. And then you've got Jabulani, which is one of the first elephants that we hand raised. So he's got a special place. And Subupan, who is, for me, as you know, those big tuskers, I think he would be one of those. He's such a, he's just docile, and he's just got this aura around him. And those are the three that people can meet if they come and visit us. It is early morning, as I just quickly mentioned to you. The reason for that is the elephants need time out in the bush. So before they go out onto the reserve, they come out of the homestead area where they sleep and where the orphanage is situated, and you know, they wander off, and at the end of the day, just at sunset, they return back to the stable and homestead area. So in between that, you need, you know, to have for the elephants as much as time out in the bush. However, people are then able just for about an hour to have time with them. And it's quite amazing, you know, just to see those trunks. They're so strong and amazing, but yet gentle.
Adina, you mentioned Amarula, and I just came back from the United States, and I thought I would take some bottles of Amarula, and I was handing them around and telling people that elephants get drunk from the marula fruit, only to have them check it and to say, no, it's a myth and it's not true. but it was still a nice story that I believed in. So if anybody's traveling out of South Africa, Amarula is always a lovely gift. Just don't give the story about elephants getting drunk from the marula fruit. Adine Wood, founder at HERD. I'm looking at your website, and you call yourselves a human herd, and you really are, for the work that you do preserving and looking after elephants. And give a big kiss to Khanisa from all of us. Thank you for chatting.